When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Testaverde will take the snap, go to one knee. This game is over. The Jets lock up their first playoff appearance since 1991 on a 21-16 victory over the Miami Dolphins.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Oh, boy. They got the Dodgers fans singing New York, New York. Don't play it after we lose.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Now let's see. Can I get a yeah? I don't have any voice left. I've got enough voice left to do the show for 3 hours. Hello. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, filling in for a special Sunday edition of KM in the PM. Freshly back from Yankee Stadium. I should have just slept there. No, I'm not going back tonight. I was there Friday night and Saturday night, and I was pissed off. I was so mad Friday, and I was sick last night. I vanished into thin air after Teoscar Hernandez. I had to go home. I couldn't talk. I was rendered speechless, trying to fight with these Dodger fans out there, trying to talk them down and yell them down and let's go Yankees and heckle them. And there was nothing I could do, but I'm here to do the job today, working on the Lord's Day. We are blessed. We are blessed to have WFAN. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for giving me some time today. Shout out to Mark Malusis, who just did a great job and was on, and everybody else that's been either filling in for me or getting an opportunity to do some of these weekend shows. We're blessed to have this station in real time to talk about what we have going on in New York City. As I'm watching the London series, which is a world stage, shout out to the Mets for rallying back 3-3. We'll talk about the Mets when that series ends. But you guys understand, if you know me and if you've listened to me, you understand why I'm here. You know why I'm here. Like, I'm here to talk about the Yankees. I'm here to talk about Yankee Stadium in only a way that I can. I have a perspective that not everybody has. I'm in places that not everybody goes. I see things that not everybody sees. And I know I'm out there a lot. So I can tell you the contrast and the difference between the last two nights versus any other random weekend the last few years or even this year. 888-808-1019-FM. I mean, we're blessed to have Yankee Stadium and this history, this rivalry of the Brooklyn Dodgers. You know, I can't imagine. I know somebody listening remembers the Brooklyn Dodgers and remembers Ebbets Field and remembers the Dodgers leaving and the Dodgers becoming the Los Angeles Dodgers. And I just have a ton of respect for the Dodgers after what I've seen the last two nights and the Dodger fans. I told you right here on this station, they're coming. I tried for 2 weeks to tell you, hey, Pantone 294, if you never heard of them before, you heard me talking about it. I told you that I was there in 2016 when they unfurled that huge banner in section 131, 132. They took over in 2016. I didn't like it, and there was nothing I could do about it. Back then, the Yankees let them buy out a whole section. Back then, Yankee Stadium security basically wrote that section off and protected them from any Yankee fans coming in there, and that's cool. You know, protection is needed. As you saw yesterday, the NYPD escorting Pantone 294 on their march. I didn't lay eyes on that. I didn't want to see that. I saw the tail end of some stragglers going into the stadium, and I wasn't going into the stadium. They were going into the stadium an hour before the game, well before the game, and they obviously called NYPD and coordinated that, and good. It was peaceful out there, and they took over out there. They took over our area, which they don't have. I've been to Dodger Stadium more than I've been to Citi Field. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't have either. You know, Citi Field or Dodger Stadium don't have what we have as far as a walkable area with bars, with restaurants, liquor store, grocery store, bodega, convenience store. You know what I'm saying? So they took over. They showed up out there at 1 o'clock p.m. for a 7:35 start. These guys were in line at Billy's blocking Balvinny's merch. Balvinny sends me a picture. Would you look at this? A full line to get into Billy's at 1:45. Not one Yankee hat in sight. All Dodger hats. All Dodger blue. And, you know, how many guys you see out there with a goatee and black shades? I'm like, oh, man, L.A. is out here and good for them. This was payback for them. The bullies got bullied this weekend. We got humbled. I've been out there to Dodger Stadium in 2019 when we had those stupid black uniforms on and the Dodgers wore white uniforms. Come on, Major League Baseball. Two iconic uniforms that weekend, Players Weekend. You're just going to make them all white, all black. That was great. The Yankees should have swept them then. Then I was there. Remember some janky stuff went on with a slide and blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. But we took over their ballpark. Let's go Yankees chants raining out through Dodger Stadium in 2019. Same thing happened last year with Volpe. And remember, Judge ran into the wall. The Yankees were able to take that series. And without organizing it, naturally, Yankee fans that traveled out there or lived out there just took over their ballpark. They have wanted this since 2016. They haven't been out here. They had years to plan this march. And good. Two cities that have been lacking parades, that don't have any recent parades because, you know, the in-season tournament that the Lakers won, and trust me, the Lakers fans are the same fans as the Dodgers fans. They're one and the same, and I know I've been in Staples Center, Crypto.com Arena a good enough amount of times, too. The same fans that didn't get an in-season tournament parade or a NBA bubble parade or a 60-game World Series parade, they decided to have a parade down River Ave. And I just had to laugh at it because they're doing what we don't do. You know, Yankee fans don't need to coordinate like that. We're everywhere. And when I say the bullies got bullied, you just saw the Yankees go to San Diego. Let's go Yankees chance. MVP chance for Judge. Juan Soto. Volpe. Volpe. You're hearing that in Petco Park. You're hearing that in the Angels Stadium. You're hearing that out west. And nobody coordinated it. Pantone 294 is an incredible group of baseball fans. I'm a baseball fan. I love baseball. I have a ton of respect for them. I know some of them. If you saw me at the stadium on Friday and I was with a little Latina chick in a Dodgers blue jersey, that's my girl Serena. She's royalty out there. Family has had season tickets since the 80s. Her dad saw the 88 World Series and they've been going there. I remember when I first met Serena in the auditions for the Fan Cave, we end up sitting together on the bus. She said, how many games you go to this year? I said, 3. How about you? She said, 73. Right then, I knew she was different. And every time I go to Dodger Stadium, she takes care of me out there. I do the same thing for her out here. And Friday night, I knew we didn't have a chance because in the 7th inning, she goes, this is going extras. And I said, yeah, we don't win in extras. I don't feel good about this. And slowly, you could hear the Let's Go Dodgers chants. Slowly, you could hear as Yankee fans were fading, obviously, off of the news Friday. Juan Soto out, Dodgers fans in. The news Friday wasn't as bad as everybody thought it was going to be. The Centurion Ferrari, as I like to call Juan Soto now, right? I said on Friday, filling in for BT and Sal, I said, if you have a Ferrari, which I don't have anything near a Ferrari, but I imagine if I had an expensive vehicle like a Ferrari that I had to drive and the destination was to park it as the World Series champions in October, the destination was to get all the way to being the last team. And that Centurion, as Scott Boras calls him, that Centurion Ferrari started to make a little bit of a different sound as I'm driving through a rainstorm. And instead of continuing to drive, I go home and park that Centurion Ferrari and I call someone or I look something up or whatever people with Ferraris do when they hear something weird in their car. I'm guessing they don't go to Mako. They don't go to Pet Boys. But I'm parking that thing until I figure out what's wrong with it. Because the ultimate destination is the World Series. And this series, even though it damn sure felt like a World Series in there, that's another thing. I love going to Yankee Stadium, and I've seen it enough with my eyes, I can just tell. From Juan Soto Jersey Day on Wednesday, packed, but that was all of us, Yankee fans. Friday night, it being both Yankees and Dodgers fans, not a seat to be had. Saturday night, last night, hard to get a ticket. There is no sneaking into sections and sitting down somewhere. Every seat is accounted for. And people are paying 10 times what those seats were worth. 888-808-1019. If you'd like to talk about the Yankees-Dodgers series, if you went, share your experience with me. If you're a Yankees fan and you're down about these two games, I just got to say it like this. With Juan Soto not being in it, It kind of voids the series a little bit for me. And I know there's got to be a Mets fan out there like, oh, here he goes. If you remember a couple years ago in Citi Field when the Mets beat the Yankees and the Yankees lined up Domingo Germán to pitch, he's not here anymore. They lined up Jordan Montgomery to pitch, he's not here anymore. They decided not to play Giancarlo Stanton, who usually hits well over there in Queens. They pinch hit Joey Gallo. Like, I couldn't take those two games seriously. And I remember getting on the Fan and saying, they might as well be spring training games, exhibition games, something along those lines. I didn't say it like that, but people ran with it. I just basically was saying, I don't care about these two games in June. They won't matter at the end. And how did the 2022 season end for the Mets and the Yankees? They didn't matter. But what I was saying is I didn't feel like the Yankees were going out there treating those two regular season games like must wins. They weren't must wins. Last night and the night before would have been nice for the Yankees to win, but they were not must wins. It was probably more important for the Dodgers to win those two games after dropping two games in Pittsburgh to the Pirates. So what I'm saying, without Juan Soto, right, the marquee matchup was supposed to be between the team that went out and spent the most money in the offseason versus the team that made the biggest trade acquisition in the offseason. Well, Ohtani was there. Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, and oh yeah, they also bought Teoscar Hernandez over the winter. He was there. He stole the show. He's going Juan Soto right now. Without Juan Soto, it just didn't feel right. Without Juan Soto, yeah, I'm sure somebody's going to call and ask me about the lineup and say, Keith, this lineup's not supposed to be that weak. When I was on with C-Mac on Friday, C-Mac said, I believe in this team. I said, I do too. I don't believe that they're going to be able to adjust to not having Juan Soto in a day, 2 days. Yeah, he is that impactful. Yeah, he is worth that much money. The Centurion Ferrari, I don't know what it's going to cost to have one of those for years. The price just went up. You just saw the value of Juan Soto. And not just in the lineup. This guy is out of the dugout. Now he's a coach. He wants to be out there so bad, you can tell. Friday, I was saying, maybe he's in the lineup. Maybe I'm holding out hope. No, this is the Yankees being the Yankees, which I'm not mad at. This is the Yankees taking precaution. They've messed up so many things in the past with injuries. They've misdiagnosed injuries. They've let things linger, and it's come back to bite them later on. They're not messing with it this time. If this is 1 year of Juan Soto, which it isn't, he does not need to play against the Dodgers, and I would have played him. But that's why I don't work for the Yankees. That's why I'm not a decision maker with the Yankees. I'm a fan and a host on The Fan, talking to you, the fans, 888-808-1019. We're going to talk about this whole series so far. Tonight, Luis Gil takes the mound. And man, it's Sunday night baseball for the world to see. Perfect. Tyler Glasnow, welcome back. Former Tampa Bay Ray takes the mound. And these two guys have been two of the best pitchers in baseball, strikeout pitchers, aces. Glasnow, another guy that they acquired in the offseason. And the stage is set. And I honestly thought it would have been a rubber match. Most people, I'm like, oh yeah, you know, of course it's going to, you know, Yankees win one, Dodgers win the next one. Yankees should have won that game on Friday. Cody Poteet on, like, I don't want to go too far back into, and it was only 2 days ago, but I don't want to go into, oh, Trent Grisham's got to get that bunt down, and oh, Gleyber Torres is terrible, Keith. And we'll obviously talk about it. But what I'm here is to lend my eyes, my perspective. You can hear in my voice, I'm the guy out there saying, Ohtani bet on baseball. I'm the guy heckling out there. Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, Teoscar Hernandez, whoever I can get at. I'm the guy out there, Dodgers fans, I'm the one clapping. I'm the one, let's go Yankees, trying to, you know, quiet them down. So I did what I could out there, and now I'm here to do what I got to do today. Call the number if you'd like to talk about Luis Gil in this matchup tonight. The Yankees have the chance tonight to go out there and just have some pride, win a game, and it won't matter in the grand scheme of things. I'm already on to the grand scheme of things. How many times I tell you, we take it day by day, series by series, week by week, month to month, and right now we lost the series. That's the worst loss of the year last night. But what are you going to do? That's baseball, Susan. That's not Susan baseball. That's not Susan's brand of baseball, but that is baseball, Susan. Shout out to Susan, who has been doing a great job, and Ricky and everybody doing a great job. And man, great job by Major League Baseball. Great job by NYPD, Yankee Stadium security, Yankee fans, Dodgers fans. It is the main stage. And you know what? The Dodgers team, pretty much fully intact with their lineup. They came to play. They have won the first two games. And here we go tonight, setting up Sunday night baseball with Luis Gil on the mound and the Yankees lineup having a chance to just get off the mat here, win a game, and then move forward. I told you it was going to be a gauntlet in June. In April, I was telling you about the month of June and the teams we'd face. This was a challenge, and right now we've failed at that challenge. We have two L's, three L's, really. We took an L Friday, an L Saturday, and an L in the seats and in the stands. They didn't quiet the roll call. Shout out to the creatures. I was there for both roll calls. Our roll call was loud. It was tough to get in, but you know the roll call was heard. They didn't do their own roll call or get loud enough where you couldn't hear our roll call, but they were in full effect, and I respect it. It's a organized movement that the Dodgers fans have out here. And, man, you kind of look at the rest of Major League Baseball and fan bases, and you wonder why they can't do it. Well, they don't win enough, and they're not strong enough. There are two teams that are up there in attendance in Major League Baseball every year. The Dodgers lead the National League. The Yankees lead the American League. And we clashed this weekend, and their fans made the trip in full effect, spent a lot of money. Keep spending money. I hope you guys are showing up now. If you Dodgers fans are listening to New York radio, go ahead. Go out there now. Go get you a chopped cheese. Go buy you some beers in the bodega. I don't think they're opening up Billy's or the dugout or Stan's or Yankee Tavern yet, but go ahead, tourists. Go ahead. Put as much money into our economy and into our area as possible. We appreciate you guys. Keith McPherson on the Fan. 888-808-1019. We're going to talk about the first two games of this Dodgers-Yankees series. As the Yankees have been humbled, and now there's a lot of questions, but there should not be that many questions. You should know why this wasn't what we thought it was going to be. There's a huge part missing. A guy that could be the American League MVP this year, missing from the lineup. And that's not an excuse. The Yankees got to be better. Guys got to make plays, can't have errors, got to pitch better, but whatever. It is what it is. We've got another one tonight to try and have some pride before we move on to the next series.